Well, Castro died last night, that old communist Cuban revolutionary and dictator at long last. He died at the age of 90 years, and I couldn't help but think that today's saint, Saint Sylvester Gasolini, the founder of one of the branches of the Benedictine order, a monastic reformer of the 13th century in Italy, he died at the same age of 90 years. But what an immense difference between those lives and those deaths. Saint Sylvester is depicted in the little shrine we have in his honor this morning as receiving communion from the hands of the Blessed Mother. And I was finally able to track that down today. And it seems that our Blessed Lady came to him herself to bring him communion. I believe it was his last communion. And she came bearing the Blessed Sacrament. And she asked this great Benedictine abbot if he would like to receive Holy Communion. And he said to her in the words of the psalmist, "My heart is ready." Those are the same words that are used for the office of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then he said, "Be it done unto me according to thy word, O Virgin Mary." And then he received a very devout Holy Communion. And thus, with Our Lady right next to him, he passed into eternity. Consider the difference with the death of the communist dictator. He probably thought that he had won the battle. He had survived 600 attempts at assassination. He had lived to see his communist revolution take over not only his island, but also the Catholic Church, and for popes to come to Cuba to pay court to him. And yet, when he died, surely he was buried in hell for all of his sins. What a terrible thought. What an awful contrast. The saints today point us to the difference between a reformer and a revolutionary. Saint Sylvester was a church reformer. At the age of 50, he had that experience of death. That is to say, he saw a handsome, wealthy cousin of his a couple of days after his death at his burial, all deformed and already losing everything that he had in the way of earthly comeliness. And he thought to himself, what he is now, I will be, and what I am, and what he once was, that's what I am now. And that's what caused him to retire to not to a monastery, but to a mountain, Monte Fano. And there, some followers came with him to lead his penitential life. The Benedictine order was in great need of reformation, as orders always are. And Saint Benedict appeared to him and gave him the rule, saying that he should follow his rule and build a temple, a church in his honor. Because if you are a reformer, then you follow the paths that have come before you. You're not a revolutionary, which is a destroyer. You see, the same thing in the life of the saint whose statue is in our church, the saint who promoted so beautifully devotion to the way of the cross and the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady, and it's his feast day today too, Saint Leonard of Port Maurice. He was raised up by God during the 18th century, just before the terrible French Revolution, as it were, to give people a last chance. And he preached to thousands, and he converted thousands to a holy way of life, and to make it to be firm, he spread this devotion and himself blessed and set up about 600 stations of the cross throughout Italy and southern France. Indeed, if we're thinking of something extra to do for a devout Advent, the way of the cross is a wonderful devotion. It teaches humility and perseverance, as well as the devotion to the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. The last and most ancient saint of our church points out to us who revolutionaries really are and what they do, especially in the Catholic Church. His name is Saint Peter of Alexandria. He was the last martyr of the Roman persecution in Egypt. He died in the year 311, was a very holy bishop. Was in prison for a long time, and while he was in prison, some priests came to see him about him rehabilitating a certain priest who had been a wretched troublemaker and had been involved in more than one schism or split or division in the church during the times of persecution. This priest's name was Arius. And these priests were good priests, but they were deluded. And they asked the holy bishop there in chains, please, to reinstate him as a priest in the archdiocese. And the response of St. Peter was interesting. He said, our Lord appeared to me last night. He was wearing a torn garment. And he said, Arius did this. He tore my church apart. And then he made the bishop to understand that Arius was dead to Jesus Christ. He went on after that to be a true revolutionary, to cause so much grief and loss of souls for centuries with the Arian heresy. Do you see the difference? A reformer starts with himself, his own reformation, his own sanctification. A reformer is devout to all of the traditions that come before, to all of the devotions of the Catholic faith. A revolutionary starts with exalting himself as Satan did and cares nothing of the destruction. Indeed, that's the name of the game for a revolutionary, for a communist or for a modernist, to destroy everything. Satan could not stand Saint Sylvester because he knew that he saw through his game and that he was a true and a holy reformer and not a revolutionary. And that's why he pushed him down the stairs one night. The monks used to have a stairs that led directly from their dormitory down into church for the divine office of matins. He pushed him down the stairs, and he would have died, except our Blessed Lady picked him up. And the next thing he recalls, he's sitting in a chair in his room, perfectly healed. He never forgot that wonderful blessing that Our Lady gave to him. And, of course, how grateful he would have been for that last blessing of a devout Holy Communion at her hands. Well, let's resolve this Advent to be reformers, shall we? Not of others so much, but of ourselves, with a devotion to the Passion of Christ, Mary Immaculate, the Blessed Sacrament. If you kneel down, we'll conclude with a prayer. This is the prayer of St. Peter of Alexandria. O only begotten Jesus Christ, Word of the Eternal Father, hear me invoke thy clemency. Speak peace, I beseech thee, to the tempest that shakes thy church, and with the effusion of blood of one who is thy servant, end the persecution of thy people, O Lord. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who fly to thee, refuge of sinners, mother of those who are in their agony, leave us not in the hour of our death, but obtain for us perfect sorrow, sincere contrition, remission of our sins, a most worthy reception of our last Holy Communion, the Viaticum, the strengthening of the sacrament of extreme unction, so that we may be able to stand with safety before the throne of the just but merciful Judge, our God and our Redeemer. Amen. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.